Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
Imagine your child is 11 or 12 years of age and is about ready to enter middle school, and you find out they can't because they haven't been vaccinated against a sexually transmitted disease. If you live in Allegheny County, and if your county health department gets its way, that is exactly what will happen beginning in the fall of 2017. Why would a county demand such a vaccination? There's not an epidemic of HPV infections nor the cancers that are caused by the human papilloma virus in Allegheny County, is there? What is the driving force behind this attempt to mandate? My guest today is Allison Mullins. She is with the Pennsylvania Coalition for Informed Consent. Thanks, Allison, for being with us.
Hi, Diane. Thanks for having me on your channel.
Just what is the Pennsylvania Coalition for Informed Consent?
The Pennsylvania Coalition for Informed Consent is a brand new organization. We started last year when legislators tried to take away some exemption rights for Pennsylvanians. We are an all-volunteer group. We're made up of everything from attorneys to musicians to scientists to stay-at-home moms, and we're across the state. We take a position of we are neither for vaccines or against vaccines. We simply want to keep health care choices for Pennsylvanians where they belong, in the hands of patients and parents and out of the hands of the government. So our mission statement is to preserve the vital personal freedom and human right to informed consent, privacy, and choice for medical procedures in Pennsylvania.
So it just boils down to informed consent.
Right. It's informed consent. If you are educated and you have the ability to find out the pros and cons of the medical procedure mm-hmm. we think that you had, you should have that opportunity to exercise your sovereignty over your own body and make those choices.
Right. And with your minor children, that as a parent, you'd have the right to make the decision for your child as to whether they should get such and such a vaccination. I know there's been a big push for last number of years to get kids with, you know, pressuring parents to get their girls to get this HPV vaccination. I think this was back in 2007, and then that switched over to where they were also encouraging, well, really demanding, in some cases, that parents get not only their daughters, but also their sons receive this vaccination. Now we have the Allegheny County Health Department on the verge, or at least investigating the possibility of mandating that all 11 and 12-year-old students get this vaccination before they can enter seventh grade. Yeah. So just what is HPV and what is this vaccination? I'm assuming it's supposed to prevent what?
HPV is short for human papilloma virus. There are over 100 strains, and it is the most common sexually transmitted disease in the United States. HPV infection is experienced by the majority of sexually active women and men without any symptoms, and it is naturally cleared from the body within 2 years by more than 90% of those who become effective. On the CDC's own website, it says HPV is very common in women under age 30. Also, HPV that is found in these women will never cause them health problems. Now, long term, there is an associated risk with human papillomavirus causing genital warts and abnormal cells in the cervix, which in some cases eventually lead to cervical cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a long-term process, something that happens maybe when women are in their late 40s or 50s.
So is there an epidemic of cervical cancer in Allegheny County?
That's a great question. No, we actually studied the Pennsylvania Department of Health website. They have a website called EDDIE, E-D-D-I-E,
mm-hmm.
and we looked for the last 5 years that data is available. From 2009 to 2013, we looked at all deaths in Allegheny County. And you can pick, you know, if it's heart disease or lung cancer or, you know, any number of conditions that cause death. Cervical and uterine cancer were combined. So over the last 5 years, cervical and uterine cancer accounted for 0.2% of all deaths in Allegheny County and less than 1% of all cancer deaths. So there even if you were to assume that every case of cervical cancer was caused by HPV, which is highly improbable.
Right, right.
You know, there never was and there never will be a cervical cancer epidemic.
And they're saying there's 100 strains of HPV, so how do they know which strain to target with this vaccination? Do they know, or they're just guessing?
Well, they have targeted the first HPV vaccine, I think, had two, and then I think there was one that had four. I think now they have one that has nine. One of the things that has been determined since this vaccine has been given, something called type replacement. That is, as some of the strains are being suppressed by the vaccine, some of the other strains that are a little more virulent are...
They're like mutating?
They're becoming a little more active, okay. And they're causing some more problems.
Wow.
So they're
just kind of guessing as to which strain and the strains are that are being suppressed or being basically replaced by more aggressive ones?
Preliminary studies show only hypothetical benefits because there have been no long-term studies. And these studies do show that the vaccine does induce antibodies against 4 to 9 of the, well, this says 118 strains of HPV. But the latest independent studies show that other strains then become more prevalent and more virulent. Mm-hmm. That's called type replacement, and it's similar to what we've seen with the overuse of antibiotics. When you suppress one set, another set becomes more active.
Right.
We just don't know what the long-term implication of this vaccine is. There is no health emergency. If you look at the package insert for the vaccine, it states that it's never been assessed for carcinogenity, or the impairment of fertility. And both of these have been noticed and reported as adverse events. In fact, in the preliminary studies, they did not test for fertility in the animals that were a part of the preliminary work or in the young girls and boys that were part of it. There were no long-term fertility studies, and yet we have had many instances of premature ovarian failure reported as a result of this vaccine.
So there have been adverse effects reported?
Oh, there have been, as of last month, there's a reporting system that the government maintains, and even the CDC admits that only a small fraction of actual adverse events are reported.
Mm-hmm.
It's a voluntary system. There were over 44,000 cases of vaccine reactions in the VAERS reporting system associated with HPV vaccine.
Over 44,000.
Those were just, and some of those could have been as simple as a sore arm.
Yeah.
But there were over 5,000 were classified as serious reactions. Those included unexplained collapse, seizures, paralysis, brain inflammation, lupus, blood clots, multiple sclerosis, spontaneous abortions, strokes, and there were over 200 deaths associated with this.
200 deaths, and they want 11 and 12-year-olds in Allegheny County to get this vaccination? And there's been over 200 deaths associated with it?
There are cases of over 200 deaths in the VAERS report. Now, other countries have already banned this. Japan has withdrawn the use of this vaccine. Spain and other countries are actually suing the manufacturers of the HPV vaccine. But in the United States, you aren't allowed to sue because in 1986, the federal government granted vaccine manufacturers complete protection. Protection, which was later completed by a 2011 Supreme Court decision. But you can't sue a vaccine manufacturer, so any vaccine that the government puts on its recommended list immediately grants vaccine manufacturers immunity. That's sort of the ironic thing. They have immunity when no one else
does. Right. And so you have big companies. And isn't Merck if Merck is the only producer of the HPV vaccination, but if not, it's the largest.
Right. Merck produces Gardasil. They've had a very aggressive ad campaign. And in fact, there's an ad campaign that's being currently aired on television that puts a guilt trip or attempts to put a guilt trip on parents for not giving HPV vaccine to their girls and boys. GlaxoSmithKline also produces Cervarix, which is another human papilloma vaccine. So between the two of them, Merck and GlaxoSmithKline.
But Merck is using kids to put a guilt trip on their parents so that the parents would get the vaccination for their kids.
Right.
And again, this is a sexually transmitted disease.
This is a virus that's sexually transmitted. Yeah.
So what message is this in
administrators and make sure that they get this vaccine before they go to school.
Yeah.
And this would also apply to private schools and homeschoolers.
In Allegheny County.
This is the first instance that anyone is aware of where a county has tried to exceed any state vaccine mandate for human papillomavirus vaccine.
So So that was my next question. Were there any other counties? So you don't know of any other counties across the nation that have attempted this?
Do not know of any other counties.
Wow.
And I talked with some people at the National Vaccine Information Center, and they had not heard of any other counties in the nation who had tried to mandate HPV vaccine for seventh graders.
Wow.
Some states actually were successful in having their legislators move HPV mandates through the through the legislation, but not a specific county.
Okay, yeah, probably New Jersey. I mean, New Jersey seems to have every vaccination.
It was Rhode Island. Which one?
Rhode Island is one?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad we don't live there anymore. Wow. So, is there going on in Allegheny County, before we get into the steps that Allegheny County residents need to take to try to express their concerns, there, and this is one way that parents can become more educated, there's going to be a movie showing, actually, in McKees Rocks, Friday, July 8th, 10th, and 12th.
Yes, this is the movie called Vaxxed. I saw this movie when, actually, I was in California in April and saw it there, but this is the story of a CDC whistleblower named Dr. William Thompson. Thompson was a part of a study that the CDC did in the early 2000s, which was examining a link between the MMR, the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, and autism. And after they ran the numbers, they found out that there was a link mm-hmm. between MMR and autism, but they knew that that would be...
It wasn't the result they wanted?
Wasn't the result they wanted.
Oh, okay.
So they manipulated data. They kicked some kids off of the study. They rigged the numbers, and then they presented information that said there is no link. And this is the last study that CDC did. This was also used to deny the claims of over 5,000 children whose parents had joined together in an omnibus lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
But they said, well, we've got this study that shows there was no link, and all those cases were dismissed. But
wow.
2014, Dr. William Thompson contacted a researcher in California named Dr. Brian Hooker, who has an autistic son.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Thompson said that the CDC hid the data. There were some recorded conversations. In fact, Dr. Hooker drove up to Oregon, where he was able to record Dr. Thompson, because in California, both parties have to know that
okay.
the call is being recorded. Anyway, this movie called Vaxxed is based on the CDC information that Dr. Thompson has presented. And in fact, Dr. Thompson has a statement that you can find on the internet that says, we omitted data that, I'm sorry, I don't have the statement right in front of me, but basically
his confession as to what CDC did.
What they did. In fact, you can even hear all of the conversations between the two of them on fearlessparent.org.
Fearlessparents.org?
Fearlessparent.org has links to four of the conversations. They had, I think, maybe 30 or 40 different conversations, but only four were recorded, and
mm-hmm.
that has been the basis for the movie Vaxxed, which is, again, showing in McKees Rocks. Additional information on the movie can be found at vaxxedthemovie.com.
Okay.
And yeah, on Sunday, there are two showings at 4 and 7, and producers of the film are going to be in McKees Rocks for a question and answer session.
Okay, and that's on Sunday at 4 and 7. And I believe it's at Parkway Theater there in McKees Rocks?
McKees Rocks, yes.
Okay, the Parkway Theater, McKees Rocks, July 8th at 7 o'clock, July 10th, 4 and 7, and at that time the producers will be there, you said?
Yes, there's a question and answer session at those sessions, at those two showings, which
okay.
is just fantastic. Actually, Vax was in Pittsburgh previously, and they brought it back because there were over 700 people who saw it the first time. So this is a great opportunity to bring.
Oh, yeah.
And the interesting thing is, this is not what no one would call this an anti-vaccine movie.
Mm-hmm.
There is never a call to not vaccinate. This is a call to remove safety studies from the CDC. They also ask that the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine be split into three
yeah.
different vaccines
yeah,
given at three separate intervals. And when the vaccines are given over time, there doesn't seem to be as many reactions.
Mm. And to me, you know, we have all these taxpayer-funded studies, such as the one that Dr. William Thompson was part of. And obviously the ones who want the study to take place have a preconceived idea as to what they would want the results to say. as in the case with the CDC, didn't like the link that was found between vaccinations and autism. So they cooked the books to skew the data, make the study come to the conclusion they wanted it to.
You're right. And one of the other interesting things is Dr. Julie Gerberding was the head of the CDC at this time. Dr. Thompson jumped rank and went to Dr. Gerberding and said, look, I've got some problems with this study and the way the results are being, instead of being heard, he was actually disciplined. Later, Dr. Julie Gerberding went to work for Merck as head of their vaccine division, and so I'm sure her salary increased quite. Interestingly, Robert Kennedy, of whom I'm normally not much of a fan, Robert Kennedy has called out people at the CDC. He's called out Dr. Gerberding, Dr. Boyle, Dr. Stefano, whose name is linked with the study, and taken them to task, saying, if what I'm saying about you isn't right, take me to court and sue me.
Yeah, yeah.
Those individuals at the CDC were asked to be a part of the vaxxed movie production and failed to participate. They're hoping that this thing just...
Right, they're hoping it disappears, but, you know, you just organized here in Pennsylvania just last year as a grassroots organization.
Yes, just last year, after the big Disneyland measles hysteria, there were several bills introduced into the Pennsylvania legislature to restrict parental choice regarding vaccines.
Yeah, we're going to get to that in the next program.
And so that was when, across the state, we organized and developed the Pennsylvania Coalition for Informed Consent. So we're very much a grassroots organization.
Well, that's good.
Asked completely by volunteers.
Yeah, that's good, because the word needs to get out. So let's look at Allegheny County. What can Allegheny County residents do? This is not just something that parents of 11 and 12-year-olds need to do. It's what Allegheny County residents need to do, because this is an Allegheny County issue. So
exactly.
What can they do to get some sense, you know, into the heads of these who are heading up the, you know, I hate to call it the Department of Health, because what they're recommending is not healthy. It's a series of three vaccinations that these kids will have to go through. And then you just mentioned all the over 44,000 adverse effects that have been reported, which I would venture to say that there's probably double that number because so many are not reported. Allegheny County residents need to do what?
First thing they would want to do is go to our website and get all the clear instructions, but then I can go through them in detail.
Okay.
Our website is pacic.org.
Okay.
If they go to the Take Action tab, it spells out the lists. But just to summarize, the first thing they need to do is write the Allegheny County Health Department. July the 7th is the deadline that the health department set for receiving public input. And that email is publichealthcomment@alleghenycounty.us.
Okay. So do they need to go in extensive detail as to what they need? What should they say?
Well, the more detail, the better. But if all they can do is write a short email that says, I am vehemently opposed to the mandating of HPV vaccine for school children.
Okay.
That's better than nothing. Residents of Allegheny County, please supply their name, their full name and address, because one of the arguments I'm sure the health department is likely to say is, well, we heard from people, but we don't know where they live.
We don't
know if they're from Allegheny County.
So this will zero in that, in fact, the Allegheny County residents. That's good.
Right. Okay. So the first thing to do is write the Allegheny Health Department and do that today if possible. There are additional steps. There is a public meeting on July the 13th. Again, this is at the downtown courthouse at 12:30, where the Board of Health is going to hear from the health department. And at this meeting, they will decide whether or not to proceed with regulations that would mandate this vaccine. So we would love to have a lot of people show up.
Right in the middle of a work day.
Yeah, that's a difficult time. If people can't do that, they can contact the health department via email. And the health department email is boardofhealth@alleghenycounty.us.
Okay, so boardofhealth@alleghenycounty.us.
Exactly.
And go to Allegheny County website, which would be alleghenycounty.us, and you can look under departments and click on that button, and there's a drop-down menu, then click on Department of Health, and that would get you into the department itself. But, you know, there's so much that's happening that parents don't know that's happening, such as this Allegheny County thing. I think there was a short article in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and if parents didn't see the article, they don't know this is happening.
And yet, at the same time, there were scores of medical professionals who were at this public meeting, and they were speaking in favor of it. We've since learned that some of those had financial ties to vaccine manufacturers.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. Yeah, and when you watch television and you see all of the ads for pharmaceutical products,
I
wonder why you're not hearing more about
it. It used to be when I was a kid, they advertised Tide and, Charmin and things like that. But now almost every ad is, buy this drug. You need this drug. You're depressed. You need to buy this and this, this and this. I mean, it's crazy. No wonder we're an addicted nation.
Well, I did hear that in non-election years, over 70% of all television revenue comes from pharmaceutical companies.
70%? Over 70%.
Yeah. The email for the Board of Health. It's just boardofhealth@alleghenycounty.us. And those emails can be sent through July the 12th because their meeting isn't going to be until the 13th. The Health Department is collecting comments. It's going to be the Board of Health that determines whether or not to proceed.
Okay.
So to let the Board of Health at AlleghenyCounty.us hear from you is very important. You know, that parents need to make this decision.
Right.
There is no outbreak that requires such an overreach of an unelected, unaccountable public health.
Right. And again, to me, it sends the kids the wrong message. It sends the kids the message that I expect you to be sexually active, and I'm going to have you vaccinated against this sexually transmitted disease, this virus. And to me, it sends the wrong message.
That's a whole other topic
I know. All right, I know, absolutely.
Right.
Parents need to go, or Allegheny County residents should go watch the movie Vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D, at Parkway Theater in McKees Rocks. That's July 8th at 7 o'clock, July 10th at 4 and 7, where there'll be a Q&A with the producers at that time. And again, it's showing on July 12th at 7 o'clock. And in the meantime, they need to contact the Public Health Department, Public Health Comment at AlleghenyCounty.us, to leave a comment. Basically says, I do not support the mandating of the HPV vaccination, and make sure you leave your name and address so they know that you are Allegheny County resident.
The only way that this can be stopped by any elected official is through the Allegheny County Council.
They would have final say, but that's after. Let's try to get it stopped at the Board of Health and let them not, let's try to stop it there, and then we'll deal with it. If they do approve it, the mandate, then it is sent to Allegheny County Council for final approval. But
that would not be until several months down the road.
Yeah.
Public comments. Yes, our goal would be to stop this right now
let
them know that this is a decision that parents need to make for their children.
Right.
Again, I don't know if you mentioned the cost, but it's around a $500 cost for shots and office visits. There are free shots given. Free, quote-unquote, taxpayer funds are buying vaccine. So it's costing society to provide vaccine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. So how can folks contact you? Through the website?
Through the website, pacic.org. There's an info at pacic.org. And, in fact, if you were interested, you could even blind copy your letter to that website. But if they do need additional information, they can reach us that way. And, again, stay tuned. We're hoping that this stops on the 13th.
Yeah, for sure. And then no other county gets a smart idea that they should do this.
The other thing people who are not in Allegheny County can do is contact their own legislators and say, I don't want this to happen in my county.
Yeah, it takes
Fortunately, steps. Allegheny County has a large population that is informed and active, but in some of these smaller counties, there's just not the awareness. And this is the kind of action that could steamroll across or even across the country. So this is really a landmark case in trying to prevent counties from mandating HPV vaccines.
Yeah, it's crazy. So pacic.org, and I do encourage folks to go to that website, click on the Take Action tab for more information about the Allegheny County situation. And thanks, Allison, for being with us, and I look forward to talking to you later.
Thank you, Diane.
Okay, you take care.
Bye.
Okay.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323. or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.